Carlos, what can you say about Buto and Nunez this afternoon?
Unbelievable job, you know, both of them, especially Buto coming in that situation and getting a ground ball, getting that double play in the fifth inning, and then for him to continue to throw strikes, continue to stay on the attack. I thought the changeup against lefties, the breaking ball against lefties, obviously the fastball, the two-seam against righties, but overall he threw a lot of strikes. A lot of strikeouts, and then, but he got ground balls when needed. And for him to come in the middle of an inning with traffic, when on a spot that he's probably not used to it, is huge for us. We were pretty comfortable with him going 40, 45 pitches today, and he took us all the way to the eighth, you know. And then Nunez, obviously coming in the eighth inning, first and second, nobody out, and getting another ground ball, and then a quick pop up, and then just continue to stay on the attack, you know. These guys both been pretty impressive, you know, pitching in different situations and now in some high leverage situation as well, and they continue to get the job done.
With Buto in particular, obviously a guy without, as you said, much experience out of the bullpen, but what you've seen, do you already feel like you can trust him in these higher leverage spots as a bullpen arm?
Yeah, and I think we showed that. He continued to earn those opportunities. But I trust all of those guys, you know. But he's right there in the mix with some of the other guys. So I've been saying it, even though when, you know, it was hard for them in the bullpen, I continue to say they will continue to step up. And today was Buto and Nunez's turn. Tomorrow, a couple of other guys will step up.
Tim?
Over the last 2 weeks since Buto came back, how would you put into words what his presence and his performance has meant for the bullpen as a whole?
Solid, pretty solid, you know, impressive. But just, you know, his ability to slow the game down, continue to make pitches, you know, mentality of one pitch at a time, knowing the situation, getting ground balls when needed, going after strikeouts when needed, getting ahead early in counts. So, yeah, there's a lot to like, and especially today, the way he went after some of those left-handed hitters.
And he didn't really have any meaningful relief experience prior to this. The way he's taken to it, what does that tell you about him?
I mean, he's that he can handle any situation. And we saw the one thing I was very impressed with him when I first met him in spring training was his makeup, you know. Quiet kid, but always willing to get better, always willing to do whatever the team needs. Even when we sent him down, right away say, I'll do whatever. If you need me to pitch out of a bullpen, I'll do it. I was like, you're going to go down to AAA, you're going to be starter. But he, right away, you could tell that he wanted to be here in the big leagues. He wanted to be a part of this team. And now here he is getting an opportunity, and he's stepping up big time.
Tony?
With Buto obviously unavailable tomorrow and All-Star game coming up, I mean, have you thought about what the future is going to look like for him the next few weeks?
Or Buto?
Or Buto, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think we could say that he'll stay in the bullpen for now. So, yeah.
And just given the, you know, the adversity that you guys have faced with the bullpen all year long, how important has it been that you've managed to find some of these solutions from inside the organization without necessarily needing to go outside?
Yeah, he says a lot, and we continue to talk about our depth, you know. We've been saying it since day one, spring training. A lot of guys are going to come through those doors, you know, and we will continue to shuffle guys. And that's credit to the whole organization, you know, not only on player acquisition, but the development plans and, you know, getting guys better, whether it's at this level or AAA. And you know, you're going to need that, you know. And it's, guys will struggle. Guys will get hurt. And guys will continue to get opportunities. And, you know, some of the guys that are going through a rough stretch right now, they will find a way. So we're going to need a lot of people, and we show them that. But we feel good with where we are as a team and as an organization as well.
Laura?
Another big home run from Francisco Lindor. I mean, statistically, he's one of the best players in baseball. Why do you think he hasn't necessarily gotten either the accolades or the recognition that his numbers indicate he deserves?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I keep asking myself the same thing. You know, because I don't think people appreciate or recognize what he brings to the baseball game, to the baseball field, what he means to this team. Great player, you know, and he's been doing it for a long time. But just the joy, the passion, the care, the willingness to continue to get better. This guy never stops. He's always looking for ways to improve. And that's a special player. That's a special person. And I'm just glad that I get the opportunity to watch him play a big league shortstop for the New York Mets day in and day out.